it used to be kind of, I wouldn't say through composed, but the original version of it had the first movement go right into the second movement, and it is comprised of three movements. The first movement has this kind of clarion declaration kind of vibe of very stately, the strength of the solo trumpet, and these kind of iterations that bounce around the orchestra. I might have a bum-bum, beep-bum, and the orchestra answers with different things like that. And the actual title of the piece is Concerto for Trumpet and Orchestra. So I do think that there is a very, it's more than a supportive role from the orchestra. It's more of an immersive kind of experience, and there are solo lines that come in and out, especially in the first and second movement. Well, actually, throughout the whole piece. But the first movement has this kind of traditional melodies and lines, and then it goes to a cadenza, and it used to go segue right into the second movement, which is a gorgeous dialogue between trombone, trumpet, English horn, and flute, obviously with supporting roles from the rest of the orchestra. And that movement was really interesting for me to hear John talk about what was important, and he really doesn't talk about it in a way that's, can you play it like this, or can you, you know, do this specifically? I've heard him talk about how much he respects the role of the musician to bring the music to life. So the second movement, one of the things I keep kind of marinating on is he alluded to one particular lick and how Miles might have played it, which I thought was really interesting. I wouldn't have thought that, you know, but it kind of goes to show what he's pulling from in his history and his passion of music and jazz and American soundscape. And the last movement is kind of a breakneck ride of, I kind of think of it's this real exciting dialogue between the orchestra and the trumpet, and the trumpets in the orchestra versus me, and back and forth, and we're sort of duking it out, and then we all kind of end together really in a really exciting way. So it's really rich with so many things. Like I said, the second movement with this kind of jazzy tinge to it, it's beautiful.